Brett, let's take a moment to understand that you and some of your students were able to participate in what is called a pod patrol. What was it all about?
We were out with, it was Monsanto and Channel Seeds, and went to a local farmer in the area that had some of these test plots out for soybeans, and they had our students basically go out, look for the best soybean plants that they could find with the most lateral branches and the most bean pods on them. They pulled the plant, brought it back, and then separated the pods out, like pods with one bean in them, pods with two beans and three beans and four beans, basically looking to see what this particular variety of soybean, what they were consistent. Were they a consistent four bean pod producer or a three bean, or what, as Monsanto and these guys are looking for varieties that consistently produce the best population of beans. So they were just using, basically in conjunction with our kids and chapters, the way to get out and help them do that. And then they also got to listen to an agronomist kind of teach them a little bit about what was going on in the whole process. And they were able to get some exposure to that end of agriculture hands-on, and see kind of what was going on the genetic, the plant breeding aspect of it.
So was it a good experience for your students?
Yeah, I think it was a real good experience. A lot of them, even though they're in the ag programs, a lot of them don't grow up on farms, and they're not out in that aspect of it. So it was a chance for them to get into a soybean field and look to see what was going on, and kind of have a little more better appreciation for, instead of just driving down the road, hey, there's some beans. They kind of got to see what was going on and learn about what the scientists are doing behind the scenes and trying to develop these soybean varieties to produce higher yields on fewer acres as each year. So they had a good time with it and got to kind of service project, a learning project, and also kind of just a fellowship project as well.
So, Brett, is the experience and what they were learning and seeing, is it something that you'll be able to incorporate into your curriculum?
Yeah, there's the freshmen that were there. They're in their class that they're taking is ag, food, and natural resources. And there's plant science curriculum that's in there. And then some of the sophomores and juniors are in a plant science class that's geared quite a bit around everything that we were doing. So it's something that as we get further into the year and we talk about some of this stuff, we can refer back to it and say, this is what we were looking at. This is what we're doing. And they gave us some worksheets and some things that we could take back to the classroom and put it into practice in the room and the curriculum based on what they were doing.
So do you think there's a chance that one or two of your students may decide that an agronomy or plant breeding career might look pretty good?
I think that's possible. That's always a hope of us in the teaching ag science and the ag classes in high school is to try to get, the focus of it is trying to prepare kids for careers in agriculture and production end of it. Fewer and fewer, less than 2% of America farms. So trying to get their interest sparked and trying to get out and find other careers in agriculture. And hopefully this would be something that would hit that spark, something that you can't quite create in the classroom, what they got to see while they were out there.